The Energy of Money. Hello, everyone. This is Carol Look, EFT Master and creator of www.attractingabundance.com. And I'm going to help you with these recordings to heal your relationship with money by changing your energy around money. Now, the primary technique I'm going to be using is EFT or emotional freedom techniques. So I want to give you just a brief disclaimer about it. In my experience, EFT has been incredibly effective for all kinds of emotional issues and conflicts. But as with any self-help technique, please consult with your physician and healthcare practitioner before getting started. And of course, you are required to take full responsibility for your own emotional health and well-being when using these techniques. So the energy of money. Hard work is fine, but it's just that, hard work. Think of how many people complain that they work too hard and don't get enough money. So it's obviously not a balanced equation between work and money. And that's what I want to help you with, to be able to change this equation so it's more about your vibration rather than hard work. I'm sure you've heard that expression, work smarter, not harder. And that's what I hope to be able to help you to do. We need to tap into this vibration of financial abundance. Abundance is a feeling or a vibration. And I always say to people, it's not a dollar amount in your bank account. And the good news is we can all learn how to tap into it. The bad news is we often are in a position now of chasing money, chasing cash, trying to do it by working harder, and we're exhausted. And we haven't been taught, I know I was not taught, how to do it through the vibrational means and through the energy of money. So when you tap into the vibration of financial abundance, then the work becomes easy, doesn't feel like work. You find yourself in serendipitous situations, and you end up having experiences that make you feel lucky and wealthy. And you tap into the vibration of abundance without thinking about money. It doesn't have to be about the paycheck. I want to give you all an energetic reminder about your vibration when it does come to money. You can't get rich when you feel poor. That's what this is all about. You can't get rich when you feel poor, because when you feel poor, that's an energy. That's a vibration. And when you feel poor, then you will attract more of that into your life, more things that make you feel poor. And you won't have experiences that make you feel wealthy. So you need to find ways to feel rich and wealthy, even if it's not through your bank account and through your paycheck. And then when you have the feeling of wealth, abundance, riches, plenty, then the universe and the law of attraction starts to see that, feel that, hear that, and can bring you and deliver to you more of that, because it's a matching vibration. Remember, the law of attraction says like attracts like, and what it means is that your vibration has to match what the universe is giving you. So if you're in a poverty, scarcity mentality, that's what's going to match what the universe is giving you. The universe will match you. So when you raise your vibration about money, you will increase the abundance you allow into your life. So we can raise our vibration about anything and feel wealthy, and we can raise our vibration about money to increase abundance into our lives.